It is Wednesday, North Idaho Wednesday, clever name, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10. By the way, the top-rated Top 10 radio talk show that airs exclusively on Wednesdays during the local noon hour right here on NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Wow. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, you know, I said that last week, and then I fact-checked it, and it's true. You heard me right. The top-rated radio talk show that airs exclusively on Wednesdays during the local noon hour right here on NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Wow.
That is an accomplishment.
Impressive.
Who would have ever thought?
I'm impressed with us.
In case you're new to town or this is your first time being a dog and listening, practically every week we have Ricky put together a different top 10 list on something pertinent to what's happening that particular week. What's happening this week? Oh, nothing in particular.
Not really
in the
very
news.
Much.
There's nothing in the news. Actually, we try to break away from the news on Wednesday. And it's summer kind of winding down. And those of us that grow fruits and vegetables have been harvesting a lot of seasonal stuff. It was such a weird growing year.
Really was.
You know, it started out so wet and cold and looks like, well, the raspberries aren't coming back and, you know, planted this and that. But now it's gotten warm and super dry. If you're watering, everything is going crazy, and we're enjoying our seasonal goodies from our local farmers markets, of course, or grocery store. So today we're going to do our top 10 favorite fruits and vegetables to grow and or eat.
Exactly.
Yeah, and each week we like to bring in an expert guest host, and once again this week, Ricky and I spent the entire last week searching all over the world, the globe, to find the utmost expert on favorite fruits and vegetables, and lo and behold... We found him right here in little old Sandpoint.
Once again, we didn't have to go very far, but we did. Yeah. Illegally. Like, it was like, you know, sneaking over the borders.
Why
everywhere.
Did we rent that jet?
Exactly.
From NetJets and fly all over the world when
there
right,
was no
right
reason.
Over here.
He's
on,
right here.
On, was it Larch?
Yeah, should we say his home address on the air? That would be.
No, we won't do that, but he lives on Larch. And joining us once again on this show, Scott McLongstreet. Scott, welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be here.
How many times have you hosted?
Yeah.
What?
How many times have you hosted?
This is number five.
You're part of the club.
The number five club.
The confetti cannons will be here next time.
This is, that's pretty exciting.
We'll get you a t-shirt.
I hope you're going to get me here for something I know about sometime. Help you.
Want to get a visual on Scott McLongstreet, who is like my brother-in-law somehow or another. He's a splitting image of Eric Clapton.
Uh-huh.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, true story, one time he was up here visiting looking for real estate, and he came to Monday Night Football at McDuff's that I was hosting, and I said, hey, you know, guys, that's Eric Clapton right over there.
He didn't say it. He announced it into the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Clapton
Eric
in
Clapton,
the house.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how you saw it. But
met some wonderful women that
people
night.
People came up to him. They were asking for his autograph and stuff. And true story, 2 days later, in our very own Bonner County Daily Bee, they printed, we understand Eric Clapton's in town looking for real estate. I'm going, no, that would be my brother-in-law. Anyway, you try to crack a joke. All right. So, anyway, before we get to our top 10 this week, let's go on Friday night. Friday night. Football.
Oh,
under the lights. It's happening. I mean, it had gone round and round the last 6 months since, you know, spring sports got canceled, high school got canceled, schools got canceled, schools are going to open, everybody's a little bit different. No sports in Spokane. But here in Idaho, giving it a go, and we've got the Bulldogs hosting Post Falls. 6:40 airtime with Chris Chatburn and Jay Vandenberg.
Ah,
I play.
Well.
And that will be 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Also, the Bonners Ferry Badgers play Friday. Now, pay attention to this. This is they're at home.
Okay.
With a school called Lincoln High School out of somewhere in Montana.
Interesting.
And they are playing at 6 o'clock. Now, all high school football games happen on Friday night lights at 7. But this week, they're playing a team from Montana at 6. I can only assume because they want to drive home an hour early and stuff.
Because we're playing on Montana time. I get it.
Oh, yeah, Montana time. So anyway, that game, Badgers versus Lincoln High School, it'll be 6 o'clock on 1450 AM KBFI, and the Bulldog game will be on 1400 KSBT, as well as Rock 103, as well as the Rock 103 app on your phone. So anywhere you are, you can listen to Bulldogs.
Scott and I are tossing the old cowskin right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good, good for you.
Thanks.
It's kind of weird about tickets. So you want to reference, I think the Bee had an article this morning about how tickets are going to be sold for the Bulldog games anyway. Mm-hmm. I know it's extremely limited in Bonner's Ferry. For the, like 50 people are being allowed in the stands.
So if you are there 50 people in Bonner's?
Yeah, there are. A lot more football fans than that. So I don't know how they're figuring out how those 50 people are going to be. But yeah, there's different guidelines. Today, parents and family of players can buy tickets from between 8 and 2 at Sandpoint High School. Tomorrow, general ticket sales from 8 to 2 at the high school. Friday, the same thing. And Friday night, don't show up at Barlow Stadium or Memorial Field and expect to buy a ticket because you can't buy one.
Whoa.
At the game.
So interesting.
It's going to be very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's only like half or even less capacity in the stands. So
wow.
It's really strange times, but at least they're giving it a go. What else is going on? A virtual fundraiser for Panhandle Animal Shelter. It's called Sit, Stay, Give.
Mm.
And that is happening today from 11, well, just ended. But if you want to help the animal shelter, just go online and do that. Beer Hall tomorrow, McDuff's Beer Hall, Benny Baker will be playing there. A winery on Friday night is the Sarah Brown Band.
Hmm.
Happening at the winery, blues, rock, pop, funk. They'll capture your heart, it says right here, and get you dancing. But don't dance too close. Friday night at the Beer Hall, Devin Wade, who played there last Friday and at the fairgrounds last Thursday. I heard that was fun. Farmers Market, of course, Saturday in back in Farman Park from 9 until 1. I think that's working out pretty good there.
Good.
And the Beer Hall live music on Saturday with Scott and Barb McLongstreet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Day late and dollar short. It's our stage name.
Is that yeah. What it is?
I like
yeah,
it.
So look forward to that. Live jazz at the back door Friday with Bright Moments Jazz, who's been playing every weekend.
A quick shameless plug. Yeah, you can look up our Chamber of Commerce fundraiser, the COVID Sucks 2020 summer event. Check out our Facebook page, Sandpoint Chamber Facebook page. It has all the information. You can register for that event today.
And you will want the COVID Sucks 2020 beer mug.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
It's
going to
be
really
a collector's item.
There's also amazing raffle prizes. It's a really good, it's a cool idea. It's a fun event. It'll get people out and about in our town. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that website?
It's easiest to just go to Facebook and look up the Sandpoint Chamber, and it has the event on there. It's also on Eventbrite, and you can search for the COVID Sucks 2020 summer event. But there's like some weird clicky buttony thing that you have to do that old people can't figure out. So I'm just sending everyone to Facebook.
I don't do Facebook. That's too confusing for me.
Well, I do, and I have my laptop open in front of me. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to go to the Chamber Facebook page and press some buttonies and things that old people can do.
Yeah.
And donate today. And then we'll be back with Ricky's Top 10 right after this.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Summer's here. This month we will be offering AC services for $99.95 plus the cost of Freon. Front end alignment starting at $59.95 and 10% off all scheduled maintenance. Our certified master technicians are trained to work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today or schedule your appointment. As always, home of the 1995 oil change, Pierce Auto Center.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy, he's Stan, we're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, three or four.
dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can. I totally can.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can race go-karts, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone. Yes.
And score another for the wave pool.
North Idaho's Radio and Parker Subaru are teaming up for the 4th annual Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Help Sandpoint High School students reach their goal with your purchase of new car raffle tickets. And on January 8th, you could be driving a new 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. Last year, students raised over $58,000. Get your $5 new car raffle ticket from any Sandpoint High School student. Sponsored by Parker Subaru and North Idaho's Radio.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Ricky's Top 10 here on NorthIdahoRadio.com. One more announcement.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm going to do announcements for like the next 45 minutes, so we're not going to do a show. Lighthouse Foods in Sandpoint is hiring in the manufacturing part. And it's Wednesday, so they're having their job fair again this week.
Oh.
It's not a virtual job fair, but it's not, you can't just show up.
You do have to register.
You have to register. Make they give you a time to show up,
yeah.
So there's not a whole bunch of people in one room at one time. But the job fair is happening today until 4 o'clock. They've got dozens of positions available. Entry levels starting at $13 to $16 an hour.
Wowie, wow! I'm gonna apply.
You know, for kids who say there's nothing to do work-wise in Sandpoint, not true anymore. Not true. There's a lot. Everybody's hiring. $16 an hour to start.
Yeah.
Because Lighthouse is 100% employee-owned, they offer so many benefits, including 401k. For more info or to register for the job fair, go to lighthousefoods.com. Figure it out. Or go to their Facebook page for those of you who are old and don't know how to do anything else.
Personally, I'm going to hold out for a 402k. So it's...
You'll get the newer one.
I'm still waiting for Y2K to happen. It's been 20 years. Anyway, Ricky, it's your show. What do you have going on?
I have Scott here. We're going to talk about our top 10 favorite fruits and veggies. Both grown. I did my list of things that I have personally grown and eaten in the summer.
Also, you do your list 10 to 1, top down like this.
Yes.
Yeah. I do mine.
The other way around?
Yeah.
Well, let's do my number 10 then.
Okay.
You can go ahead and start.
Oh, I just started?
I'm just saying my number 10 and that it's the bottom.
Oh, well, my number 10 is a couple of root vegetables, carrots and radishes. Carrots, I'm a big fan of carrots once they come around, nice and sweet.
I do love radishes.
Yeah, and radishes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big beet fan.
No, me neither. Beets are gross.
Beets, it's usually a lot of work and then people say, yeah, it's okay, but I don't want to eat it again.
Well, I just think that they taste like dirt in general. I don't like
you
eating
wash
beets.
Them first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just thought it was like bobbing for beets, like you have to pick it out of the ground with your mouth. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the Go-Go's really liked beets. Remember that song? Mm. You got the beat. We got the beat. We got the beat.
Yeah, we got the.
So
beef.
Scott, radishes. How do you eat radishes? You just take it and eat it.
He's honestly asking because he's never eaten a radish before.
I slice them up and I'll put them in like scrambled eggs, or a thinly sliced on a sandwich. Yeah, because they have a little bite to them,
a little
tang. They're really good on a sandwich. What I like to do with a lot of the vegetables that will come up here is just grate them or slice them thinly and just make a big vegetable sandwich.
Yeah.
Ricky, you're number 10.
Thank you. My number 10 is, one of my favorite things to eat in general. Two, one of my favorite dinners in the summer because you don't have to cook anything and you can pair it with a lot of different things. And three, also my least favorite producing tree in the world because of my last house that I just lived in. There were honestly 6 apple trees and it was too many. So my number 10 is apples. I really enjoy a sliced apple with dinner as like a cheese plate accompaniment. It's really good with cheese.
Yeah.
Most sort of dipping sauces is great with an apple.
Peanut butter,
caramel.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever tried a pie.
Oh,
An apple in a pie. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I drove by your old house just today and, covered with apples.
Of course. Yeah. I am so happy that I don't have to pick up those apples. Or you don't have to pick up those apples this year.
I'm glad you mentioned apples. So, Ricky, what do you call an apple that plays the trumpet?
I don't know.
A tutti frutti.
Wow.
What did the apple skin say to the apple?
What?
I've got you covered.
Wow.
Mm.
Why were the apple and the orange all alone?
I don't know.
They were all alone because the banana split.
Ugh.
Scott, you're number 9.
My number 9, I've made some changes to my list as we're going along here. I scratched apples.
Okay.
I didn't know if I was going to put them in later or not, but arugula.
I
got a really good bag of arugula just the other day at Farmer's Market.
I feel extra nerdy when I'm excited about lettuces, but arugula is definitely my favorite lettuce. It's really spicy and tangy, and it just is so much more delicious.
You can use it in a sandwich or on a pizza. Mm-hmm. And
arugula salad with like goat cheese and walnuts, some strawberries.
What the heck is arugula? I thought it sounds like a country in
it is.
Southeast
it's near
Asia or something.
Croatia.
Yeah, I found an arugula back in 47.
Huh. it's like a spicy lettuce.
Yeah, spicy lettuce.
Spicy lettuce.
Yeah.
It's also good for a pesto.
Slice up some radishes and put it on your
spicy
lettuce.
Exactly. I actually have a lot of arugula in my garden this summer. You should come taste some.
Oh. Sure. Where do you live? I've never been to your new house.
On Larch.
Arugula, good one.
My number 9 is also one of these spicier vegetables, even though it is, I mean, to me they are. It's very sugarful, but also delicious and not that easy to grow here, so I've never actually done it successfully. Carrots.
Oh, carrots.
Yeah, I love carrots. It's also the same thing, like as a cheese plate accompaniment for dinner, really good to dip in a lot of different things. It's very delicious and it complements a lot of different foods.
I haven't tried growing carrots here. I know last year was a hard year for carrots for the farmers.
Yeah.
And this year they're a lot more successful.
Mm, that's good.
So what did one carrot say to the other carrot?
Oh, jeez.
I don't care.
Is it orange in here or is it just me? And what did the other carrot say back? Hang on a minute. I'll root around for the answer.
Wow.
Wow.
Because it's a root vegetable.
I have a joke I can bring up later.
That's okay. I think we're good on the jokes.
Yeah. No, we're not good on the jokes.
Should we do our number 8 before the break?
You think is it a quick fruit or vegetable?
Sure.
Okay.
Scott?
Mine first?
I don't know what yours is.
I haven't gotten any yes here yet, but peaches. Love getting peaches, making a peach cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Peach pie.
Peach pie with blueberries or huckleberries on it. Mm. Oh, that's good.
Peaches are good. I mean, you don't have to dress up a peach. It's delicious. Oh, yeah.
Getting a really good peach and just eating it with the peach juices running down.
Ugh.
I was never a big Almond Brothers fan, but I love the title of the album, Eat a Peach.
Interesting.
Great.
There's
name.
Actually a lot of good peach songs. We should do a top 10 peach song show.
Well, you know, with the conventions that have been going on, and the Republican ones still, there's been a lot of peaches.
Oh, wait,
those are speeches. Never mind. Speeches.
My number 8 is green beans. I love, this was my favorite dish at my favorite Chinese restaurant in LA, pan-fried string beans with garlic, or green beans with garlic. Just like the simplest dish, you just fry some green beans with garlic and a little sesame oil.
Oh, that's right.
Super good. Really, again, a really quick, easy summer dinner. And you can just eat them right off the vine. They're delicious. I love just, that. I can eat green
and
beans
like pickling.
All day.
I pickled green beans when you're, and they're just great. Just up. Yeah.
Also very good.
You picked some green beans at my house yesterday. Did you eat it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Are those the poisonous ones?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's why I was curious. We're going to take a break and talk about it. When we come back, Ricky's Top 10 here on NorthIdahoRadio.com will continue. It's her Top 10 Favorite Fruits and Vegetables. Eric Clapton is our very special guest, and we'll continue right after this.
Get organized with Pro-X Home Decor Center. You'll fall in love with your home all over again with organized living storage solutions. Customize your space with quality shelving, chrome baskets, shoe shelves, tie-in belt racks, valet rods, and drawers. With furniture-grade laminate and edging, this custom shelving and storage system is what dream storage areas are made of, with a traditional style and decorative appeal. Pro-X Home Decor Center, serving Bonner, Boundary, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Hello, this is Tony Vallelli with the Legacy Group Commercial Network at Keller Williams. Many of you know me from my years on the radio with the Speed Sport Report, but what you may not know is that for 26 years I've been a licensed commercial realtor. And if you're looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property, my team and I would be more than happy to assist you with your transaction. We handle all forms of commercial real estate, industrial, office, multifamily, development, retail, restaurant, resort, you name it, and we have literally decades of experience.
And right now, one of Tony's featured listings is the former Alpine Lumber Complex on the corner of Baldy and Division in Sandpoint. This property has some of the area's finest warehouse, retail, and office space, all in one completely remodeled complex. Call to schedule a tour of the available space for lease at 208-264-3353 or go to LegacyGroupCommercialNetwork.com.
Call me today, Tony Vallelli, at 264-3353. That's 264-3353. We look forward to hearing from you.
Shiloh Inns are open and ready to welcome you back. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. While we practice social distancing, we're still always committed to providing clean, safe, comfortable rooms and friendly service. Shiloh hotel guests and employees deserve the peace of mind knowing that we are always focused on maintaining high standards of cleaning and safety practices. Our American spirit is alive and strong, and while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Although we may wear face masks, there are no restrictions on still making travel memories for business or pleasure. So book your next stay with confidence by calling 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other.
DeLuna's, home of the Long Weekend Cafe and Gift Shop, offers a blend of regional cuisines from around the world using locally sourced ingredients. Plus, they have unique gifts for the whole family.
Sharon's Hallmark is the place to shop with a great selection of jewelry, souvenirs, Huckleberry products, and home decor. There's something for every style and budget. Plus, they have complimentary gift wrapping. Visit downtown Sandpoint.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Let's get a round of applause for Derek.
Yeah, keeping us entertained during the break, our engineer.
I feel like Derek, he needs a little attention right now.
Who, by the way, gets a lot of attention every morning on K102 as half of the Morning Stampede crew and award-winning Morning Stampede on K102. Voted often in the... what's that paper called in Inlander. It's been a while since I've seen one, but often the morning show of the year in, year out. So check that out in the morning.
Well.
Anyway, we're back here in the noon hour. I'm Bob Witte along with Ricky, and we have Scott McLongstreet, her uncle.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we call it. Yeah.
You know, we had Wade Brown in here last week talking caregiver. About the demo derby, how we're all sort of related one way or another to just about everybody in the area. And no exception with Scott McLongstreet here. It's a top 10 favorite fruits and vegetables. Where are we at?
We are at number 7, I believe.
7, yeah.
Yeah, Scott, let's hear it.
I have a 6-7 thing going on here, and I think I'm going to put 6 down to 7 and then move the other one up. Sweet corn. Which I haven't gotten any this year yet, Because I got there just as he was finishing up.
Yeah. I thought of a bad joke. Why was six afraid of seven?
Sweet beat? Beats me.
Because seven was a registered sex offender.
Oh. I thought it was something that they ate.
No, it had nothing. It was just a number joke.
Yeah,
I do love sweet corn. That is an excellent choice. Yeah. Barbecued.
Mm-hmm. Scott, there is the corn guy. He's out at the Schweitzer cutoff in Highway 95. He hasn't been coming to Farmer's Market. But
last Wednesday, I got there just as he was cleaning up the table.
Dang it.
And I figured out he was out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm quick.
Shoot. Yeah. My number seven, we already discussed. It's no surprise to anyone. Arugula. It's my number seven. I just really love arugula.
Is that a country in Southeast Asia?
It is, as a matter of fact, yes.
I thought we were doing vegetables, but countries, yeah. Arugula, fantastic.
Yeah, I got some great photos on the coast there. Number six.
Oh, number six.
Number six.
Garlic scapes.
Good one.
What is a garlic? I know what garlic is.
Right.
It's the flower part just before it opens up. Mm-hmm. You cut it off. And also by doing that, I guess the garlic produces more cloves underneath. But you can cut it off and then you can eat it in salads. You can cook it up. I love it on a pizza with cherries.
That's the first time we ever had garlic scapes.
And it was really good.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say garlic scapes on pizza with cherries?
Cherries, yes. Yeah.
The fruit.
It's very good.
And it's really good.
Mm-hmm. On pizza.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ricky was doubtful too, but she said, wow, this is really good.
We had some experimental pizzas in the short time that we were living together. Recently. Yeah.
You lived with your uncle?
No, he lived with me.
Oh.
Yeah.
One big happy family.
It was just a little tent out in the back there.
Yeah. I can't picture cherries on pizza.
It's delicious.
Like you can get a pear and arugula pizza. Yeah. And so it's not that big a step over to...
You know, in Berlin, I had a fig and arugula pizza. And
oh,
that would
be really good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We lost him.
Yeah, you totally lost me there. But this is a guy that believes that fruit doesn't belong in food. So,
Well, my number six you've heard of is a strawberry. Highly underrated fruit. I think people think it's so common, it can't be that good for you, and it's so sweet and delicious that it can't be. Strawberries are actually very full of vitamins and minerals. They're good for you to eat, as well as being delicious, and super easy to grow. Like, you literally just plant a strawberry bush, and they grow.
My strawberries didn't come in this year.
You know, that was just going to say, you have to be careful. I inherited my bed of strawberries in my yard, and the first year, this is my fourth August, moving into town, there were more strawberries. I mean, I told everybody in the neighborhood, help yourself to strawberries. They just keep coming back. Second year, they came once and never came back. Mm. Last year, like Scott's, zero, not one strawberry. This year, this spring, boom, lots of strawberries. Mm. Me and my granddaughter picked them all.
Yeah.
Haven't come back.
Mine came back twice this summer. Like, mine were I had a good strawberry crop.
I think strawberry plants are just finicky.
Well, maybe.
Maybe that there's a lot for us to learn about strawberries.
Yeah.
Maybe there's different kinds of strawberries.
There are, because your neighbor across the street has everlasting strawberries or something. It's like the strawberries never stop producing. She still has brand new strawberries on her bushes.
She goes to the grocery store, buys them, and puts them on her plants.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I've
got to do that.
That's disappointing.
Interestingly, strawberries are the number four most popular fruit in the United States of America. Do you want to hear the rest of the top 10?
Not really.
Okay, number 10. Blueberries. Mm. Number nine, most popular fruit in the United States, peaches. Mm-hmm. Already mentioned that.
Mm.
Number eight, number one in my heart, avocados.
It's
actually a fruit.
Not even on my dang list.
No.
Avocados. Number seven, lemons.
Or dairy spread, I think.
It's like, I think lemons are pretty limited. Shouldn't be above avocados, peaches, or blueberries.
Ooh,
number six, watermelons. Interesting article in the Spokesman Review this morning about watermelons. Like, if you're a single person like myself and you buy a whole big watermelon, how do you preserve the rest of it?
Yeah.
There's an art to that, so you might want to check that out. Number five, oranges. Mm. Number four, as I mentioned, strawberries.
Hmm.
Don't like to grow in my yard. Number three, grapes.
I love
the number
grapes.
Two most popular fruit in the United States. Apples.
Oh.
So which fruit have we not listed? Number one. In the United States, the biggest single selling item at Walmart's across the country, bananas.
I hate bananas.
Wait, you hate bananas?
Ugh,
I love bananas.
I love bananas too.
I'm very particular. Actually, I can eat a banana in like a smoothie, but I couldn't just eat a banana.
See, bananas, strawberries together in a smoothie, delicious. Banana and like the raspberries that grow on top of cereal. It's just like you wake up at 3 in the morning going, I think I'm going to go get breakfast because I have bananas and strawberries.
Wow. Your life is very exciting.
Well, it's so exciting being here with you doing a
top 10. Get through half a watermelon.
Anyway, bananas. I thought that was very interesting. Of all the things that Walmart sells, which is a bazillion different items, that bananas are their single biggest selling thing.
Amazing.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah.
Never would have guessed.
Not me. No.
But I didn't guess.
Is that individual or a bunch?
Scott, what's your number five?
My number five. Here's one of my favorites. It could have been anyplace else. Ohio. Tomatoes. I love a fresh grown tomato.
No, there's nothing worse.
Cherry tomatoes.
Nope.
Fresh cherry tomato.
Disgusting.
And I love the fact that they volunteer all the time in the yard.
Yeah. They taste more like a tomato than other tomatoes taste because it's like all the squishiness in your mouth. That's why it's gross. I can't.
Scott, I'll tell you how Ricky feels about tomatoes because we eat lunch together a lot. She will order a sandwich and it comes with tomato. She won't say hold the tomato, but she wants to degrade that tomato so bad she pulls it out and like, I am throwing you
I want
away.
The tomato to watch me eat the sandwich without it on it.
Just a little dark secret about Erica is I made her lunch a week or two ago and gave her a BLT and there was a tomato in it. I pulled the seeds, but she ate the tomato.
I can eat the outside of the tomato on something like a sandwich. I just can't. The seedy part that tastes like a tomato, like the tasty part, is gross.
Okay, time out. I've known Ricky a long time. Mm-hmm. And she's been a vegetarian for most of those years. You made her a BLT.
It was with fake bacon.
It's fake bacon, yeah.
There are ways around these things. Yeah, just ask Derek.
We do a lot of fake meat at home.
Yes. We don't live together currently. No. You mean you and your wife do a lot of fake meat at home. So my number five is, Bob, we just discovered that this was a thing the other day when we were looking at your neighbor's garden. Lemon cucumbers. Mm-hmm. They are yellow, not like a green, you know, like classic cucumber, but they look more like a cucumber on the inside, and they're just that much juicier, and like the flavor is a little more tart. It's just, they're super good. My one complaint is that the skin can sometimes be a little thicker, but they're just as easy to like peel and slice like a regular cucumber. They're delicious. It's like as boring as a cucumber can be to just sit there and eat. You can just eat a lemon cucumber.
Those are good. Yeah, like you go a tough one, it kind of throws you off for a while. But lemon cucumber is excellent.
Thank you.
So I had never seen one until last Sunday when we were in our neighbor's garden and didn't know what those were. Do they sell lemon cucumbers like at the grocery store?
I've never seen them at
I've only ever seen them at farmer's market.
Yeah.
See, in my defense, and that's why I have never seen one until just last weekend, because they don't exist.
I mean, I hadn't seen one until 3 years ago when my friend Katie Archer brought me some lemon cucumbers from her garden.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's interesting stuff. You know what? Thank you. Is a really interesting program, I think.
Isn't it?
And so we're going to take our last break, get it out of the way. We have Scott with us. It's Ricky's top 10 favorite fruits and vegetables in honor of this fruit and vegetable time of year that we're experiencing. Speaking of time, we'll take this break. We'll be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
At Winter Ridge Natural Foods, we love summer. We've got you covered with all the outdoor and sunshine products you could ever need. We've got sunscreen and bug spray, watermelon, snacks, drinks, grass-fed steaks for the grill, and much, much more. When the day is done, toss those sandy sunburned kiddos in the tub with Pacha Soap Company's super fruity kids' bath soaps and froth bombs, crafted with oatmeal, Epsom salt, and plant-based oils to gently soothe and moisturize their skin. Feel free to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for more fantastic summer updates. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
These days, it's more important than ever that we carry on our Idaho traditions of hard work, shared sacrifice, and care for our communities.
Please continue to practice social distancing, wash your hands thoroughly and regularly, wear a protective face covering in public, and always follow the latest safety guidelines.
If we work together, we can rebound responsibly.
Together, we are One Idaho.
Learn more at one.idaho.gov.
Summer is rocking and rolling at Harrison. The south end of the lake has the most summer fun to be had. The bike trail, the beach, restaurants, shops, lodging, and lots of fresh air.
Well, I think the weekdays rock. The shops are great, the trail isn't that crowded, and we've had really good food every time after our ride.
And swimming! Don't forget swimming! You get to jump into Lake Coeur d'Alene to cool off swimming, or rent a kayak or paddleboard. There's so much to do!
Harrison is summer fun time. Come on down!
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back here on NorthIdahoRadio.com. Ricky's Top 10 for this week. And I know that you two, I would get Scott as our guest, Ricky is our host. Wondering, Bob, what are the top 10 selling favorite vegetables in the United States of America? Is that what you're wondering? Of course. Number 10.
Yeah.
I have a problem with this number 10. I get this info. I don't make this up. Mm-hmm. Number 10 is salad mix.
You're making that up.
How in the world is salad mix a vegetable?
It's a few vegetables. I mean, lettuce.
Lettuce.
Is a vegetable.
I think they took this poll at Walmart or something. What's your favorite vegetable? Salad mix. Number 9, celery. Number 8, cucumbers. Number 7,
salad mix.
Yeah.
Lettuce, which is
no
in the salad mix salad family.
And lettuce are in the top. Do people not know very many vegetables? Is that the problem?
I guess so.
Wow.
Shocking.
All right, keep going.
Well, you laugh at me at that time in a restaurant when I ordered lettuce with my sandwich. Yeah. I meant like a salad.
Salad.
Just give me some lettuce. Number 6, favorite vegetables in the United States, bell peppers.
I love bell peppers. Oh, it's not
Number 5, broccoli. Number 4, the aforementioned carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, onions, which is a pretty wide open subject. There's lots of different variations of onions.
True.
Here's
bag of onions.
Here's one that makes no sense. Number 2, favorite vegetable in the United States, tomatoes.
Gross.
Tomatoes
it's a fruit.
Is a fruit.
Yeah, tomatoes are a fruit.
So I just question who put together this list. And number 1, right here, not
things
only in
sham.
Idaho, but in the United States, potatoes.
No.
Number 1
no way.
Favorite vegetable.
No way.
Yeah, wait. What's your number 4, by the way?
Sorry, I just caught my reflection. I look like my sister Jen in my. It freaked me out.
That is Jen.
My number 4 is.
Does he go with his?
Yes. No, you go first. Oh, yeah.
Well, you probably want to hear my joke first, huh?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the race between the lettuce, the tomato, and the hose?
Mm-mm.
Oh, the lettuce was ahead. The hose was in the running, and the tomato was trying to catch up. Oh gosh! Really?
Well, no, Scott, Derek, we didn't get a good joke on this show.
Where do cucumbers go for a date? Cucumbers. Where do they go for a date?
The spa?
Oh, close. They go to the salad bar.
Wow.
Mm. What's a chicken's favorite kind of vegetable? An eggplant.
Egg? Oh.
Scott.
Yeah.
What's your number 4?
Well, I crossed off cantaloupe and put down plums.
I do love a cantaloupe.
Particularly for this year because we have an ornamental plum tree in front of our house. And it usually doesn't get plums. And this year it got plums. And I was able to make a spetskandachi.
Ooh, I love spetskandachi.
Yeah, and it turned out really good. But I was surprised because usually it doesn't give us plums. So
nice. That was nice of you to invite me over to eat your spetskandachi with you.
I did. Yeah, left it out on the front deck for you.
Sure.
So, Ricky, for 99% of our listeners who have no idea what Svetskandachi is, describe it.
It's a German delicacy. It's basically pizza crust with baked plums on top.
Yeah, right? that's
pretty much it.
It's a sweeter crust than that. Yeah,
but it's a bit sweeter. Yeah. It's not overly sweet because that's the way my
The plums usually are nice and tart. And
yes, yeah, it's delicious.
It's good.
Yeah, it's like a plum tart.
A plum tart, yeah.
Sort of.
That's pretty much what it is.
Sure.
Yeah, you're quite the cook too. Thank by you. The way, yeah.
Yeah.
You really just the culinary terms you throw out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can say sauté.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh.
My number four is one of my favorite fruits and also attached to one of my favorite summertime memories because my oma, the one that would make Svetskandachi, had a giant raspberry patch in her backyard, and it just reminds me of hot summer days sitting in the grass and eating fresh, warm raspberries off the vine. Hands down, one of the best things about summer growing up in Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm. Can't beat good raspberries. Yep. I was making raspberry mousse this year. Did you come over for that one?
No.
Raspberry mousse, chocolate.
I feel like my emails are getting lost or so, like maybe check to make sure you have my right phone number.
You still at AOL?
We'll talk after the show.
Okay.
But raspberries, at least in my neighborhood, having a banner year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Your raspberries are out of control. They're huge.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
They're like the size of melons. Scott, what's your number three?
My number three, speaking of melons, is Bob Woody's squash.
Summer squash.
It's summer squash, and it was good last year, and it's even better this year.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. Thank really you. Enjoyed a lot.
I'm not a huge squash fan. I do enjoy Bob Woody's summer squash. Also, my friend Jake grows a delicious acorn squash. I usually am lucky enough to get one of those.
Is that the
summer.
Green one?
Yeah, it looks like a tiny acorn. It's like green and orange.
I'm not as big a fan of the acorn
squash.
No,
I mean,
I really like it.
How do you
bake
prepare
it,
that?
Cover it in butter, put some salt and pepper in there, and then just bake it. Super good. My number three, it was going to be snap peas because I do love snap peas. And also hot, you know, warm off the vine in the summer sun. Delicious. Like I could eat a ton of snap peas just sitting in the yard. Mm-hmm. But then we thought of grapes, and I actually do probably eat grapes the most all summer because, again, it's just like an easy cheese plate accompaniment. I also really like, and I have cottage cheese and sunflower seeds every morning for breakfast. I like to throw a couple grapes in there in the summer.
Yeah.
And that's a very good.
We've been having grapes in our fruit salad in the morning. Yeah?
It's good.
Excellent.
So I changed it to grapes.
Right, well, that's something.
I have grape nuts in the morning.
Oh, they get those from male grapes.
Oh, got it.
Number two, please.
Number two. I have down berries because there's blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, huckleberries, which I think, it's especially locally, is a favorite berry.
Of course.
Going up and picking huckleberries someplace and coming back and making up huckleberry
smoothies.
Cobbler.
Cobbler.
Did you have the huckleberry cobbler? with the vanilla melting.
He never invites us over for anything.
I'm starting to think, now I don't feel so bad that we don't invite him to all of our cocktail parties.
And our barbecues. And our birthday parties.
Right.
Christmas. huckleberries and anything is delicious. And one of the things I'm proudest most about huckleberries is that, like at U of I and different farming places, they've tried to grow them. Cultivate them, and it can't be done. They only grow in the wild.
Isn't that amazing?
That's really outstanding, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of makes them the outlaw of the berry family.
And it was fun. Last time we were picking huckleberries, you're always watching out for bears when you're doing it. And we heard some people up the hill from us going, "Bear, get away, bear." And they started yelling and making noise and stuff. And we were still picking because it was such a good spot. But then we started moseying back down the hill, and then they came out. No bear attacks, but... wakes you up.
Yeah.
It's a great story. my number two, we talked about...
We were bare when we were doing this. Did I
mention
that part?
That's better. Yeah. My number two, we talked about peaches already, but I specifically like white peaches are just that much sweeter and juicier than like a yellow peach.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And there was a farmer's market in Santa Monica on Wednesdays when I worked in Santa Monica at the LA Times briefly. And I would walk down there every Wednesday and stock up. They were just like the best white peaches. It was like candy, like unbelievably sweet. They were amazing. They're so good.
These are good. And when you have a really good peach, it's just
got
a whole other level. Yeah.
The white peaches.
They're actually white.
Well, they're a little bit pink on the outside, but the inside is white. Yeah.
And what are those little flat ones?
Oh, yeah, the little Saturn peaches. Yeah. Yeah, those are good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are tasty.
I'm learning a lot. I don't know much about fruits and vegetables.
The flat, peaches. Round peaches are what they make those gummy peach rings out of, you know?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right, are we down to
our number one?
Yeah. Scott McLongstreet, you're number one.
My number one, because they've been particularly good this year, is cucumbers.
Mm.
English cucumbers. Excellent.
They're a little posh for me.
Well, you know, I'm kind of a snob. Kind of stuck up. No, they've been really good this year. We've been having them with breakfast and lunch. So
what do you do with a cucumber for breakfast, for example?
Well, usually I get a little cup of coffee and, you know, give it the paper. Then we talk.
Tear the paper in half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tear the paper in half. I just slice it up, just a couple of slices on the side next to your omelet or something.
Those were English cucumbers with the BLTs the other day. That was delicious.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because they're nice. They're cool and crisp, and especially during the summer. It's just. Mm-hmm.
So do you ever cook cucumbers, or are they just cold always?
That's just always cold in my book.
I really like a cucumber on a cream cheese sandwich.
Yeah. I was going to say. I like,
actually sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I like doing that and then cutting the little finger sandwiches.
Yeah.
Again, because we're English. And
exactly.
We like to do that when we play croquet.
We didn't have those. Are very sophisticated.
We didn't have those last time, did we?
We didn't. No. Bob Woody won too fast.
Yeah.
So we didn't have time for finger sandwiches.
Good thing. Ricky, your number one?
My number one, we already spoke about briefly, huckleberries. One, because I do really like that you have to go out in the woods and hunt them down. You can't just pick huckleberries in your yard. So it makes it a little more fun and exciting. I got to teach my little baby niece how to hike recently in sandals, which was fun. Also the memories of being covered in purple juice from picking huckleberries all day as a kid, and then coming home and making huckleberry shakes with fresh, warm huckleberry. It's so good. And then, you know, you can pick a couple of gallons in a couple of hours and freeze them and have them all winter too, which is really good.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Are huckleberries still happening in our local hills right now?
No, don't go huckleberry picking.
And where in particular shouldn't you go huckleberry picking?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
You should go huckleberry picking in Montana. I hear they're better over there.
The ones down on City Beach are doing well.
Yeah, the ones at City Beach are great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's also, California has great huckleberries.
California.
I hear New York City is big on huckleberries.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boise. I mean, it's a bit of a drive, but Boise, that's just.
Definitely worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, I can't believe we just gave away all of our secret spots.
Yeah, secret spots. And those are all the same places you camp, too. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about
exactly.
Last week. What is next week's show?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Then we'll worry about it. Again, a quick reminder. This Friday, high school football kicks off here on North Idaho's radio. We have the Bonners Ferry Badgers at a special time. They are at home, and they're not letting a lot of people into their stadium, so you'll want to listen to the game on 1450 AM KBFI. They take on Lincoln High School out of Montana. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Not 7. 6 o'clock. Our time.
7?
And that's 7 o'clock Mountain Time.
Oh, okay.
Is that going to be under the lights?
And then it will be when it gets dark.
Mm.
Okay.
And the same thing here at 6:40 for the pregame show with Chris Chapman and Jay Vandenberg on 1400 AM, also on Rock 103 and the Rock 103 app. So we look forward to all of that on Friday. Also look forward to North Idaho Thursday tomorrow. It's our monthly visit with the Sandpoint Elks Lodge and Ryan Wells will join us once again. He's on about every 3 or 4
months.
Just
donated our cards for the COVID Sucks 2020 event. Shout out to Ryan.
We're all related one way or another. Oh. Also, Kaylee and Eric from the city of Ponderay will be joining us and talk more about Ponderay Neighbor Days. They
coming all the way from Ponderay.
All the way from Ponderay into Sandpoint. And you can get a free vendor booth at Ponderay Days, which is coming up next month. So, look for that tomorrow. It's happening right here on NorthIdahoRadio.com. Scott, thanks for joining us once again.
Well, thank you.
And joining the Number 5 Club.
Yes,
Ricky,
welcome.
Always a pleasure. Till tomorrow, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.